coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
A nice Monday.
It's a nice Monday. 47 degrees right in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 50 in Oshkosh.
We like 65 today? Oh, he goes out. He rolls his chair to the window.
I just had to check the flags.
And then I'm going to see how close you are. And then he tells me, like, with some authority, that what the wind is. But go ahead. I got it right here.
Very little wind coming from the northeast, but just like 2 miles an hour.
What do you got there, Jim? Because I've got from the east, northeast,
God,
7 miles an hour.
Mm. No, you know what I got?
What?
3 miles per hour wind.
Well, then we'll give them that.
I'd take a bell.
Yeah. Which wind do you have it going?
Thank you.
What, Todd? What direction?
Mine said east, yeah, northeast.
What did you say?
East, northeast.
This has east.
Well, east, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit from the north.
Okay.
All right. There you
that
go.
That flag is amazing. I didn't know that was our weather flag, but it's the official weather flag now. Yep. Yeah.
Happy Monday to you. The Packer draft of the NFL draft over. We've got Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette, who covers the Packers on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, when you have a beat like that in the NFL, it's so amazingly competitive.
Yeah.
With guys getting cut and things like that.
And who's
the quickest?
Right.
There is such a thing regarding that. It's unbelievable.
Do they jump the gun, though? That stuff, it's so competitive. People must say they don't have it confirmed, and then they jump out, and I don't know. That would be, you get in trouble for that. But there's so much
rumors.
There's so many rumors out there that, but yeah, Pete's been doing that. He's great.
He's unbelievable. So he's coming out at 7:30. We got a full house.
Yeah, and he's going to be talking about really the NFL, the player draft, but then we have the mayor coming on, who's back from Detroit, and he's going to talk to us. I'm not exactly sure what time he's coming on. Not today, I don't think, but this week, just to talk about, can we handle it? What are the opportunities? What's he worried about? But
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if those numbers were right. Did you see that? 700,000?
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, we get 85.
Well, what was the first night? 200 and what?
50,
50?
Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, you know,
wow.
Same thing almost for, you know, 3 days in a row. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And that's coming to town next week. I'm going to be honest with you. Next year. Yeah. can we handle that? Didn't you kind of think that? It's like, holy cow.
Well, they said 70% of the people drive.
Okay.
Which, you know, I don't know what that means, but.
So they're within a couple of hours, probably.
Right. So they're not worried about
hotels.
No.
Yeah.
They think people will.
I know. Just the overwhelming, our streets or something. I don't know. But it'll be great. Looking forward to it.
I kind of don't want to be in Green Bay.
I know a lot of people
I'm
going to
be honest with you.
Lots and lots of people were saying that.
But we're going to be here interviewing people that
and
do
selling
our best.
Pasties.
And yeah.
Selling pasties.
We're going to make some money.
Yeah.
Guys, that could be our.
Not even a question.
That could be our last week because we'll have so much money. It's like, okay, I'm cashing it in.
Yeah.
Yep. That's going to be fun. I'm excited about it. I think that's going to be great. And I'm excited to talk to Eric about that. These students that can maybe try some vending stuff. You know, it'd be interesting to see.
We should do a countdown. Todd, we should do a big countdown.
All right.
Countdown to the draft.
Yeah.
Type thing. Yeah.
You think we're too far away? It's just that, you know, the headlines on whatever was Green Bay's on the clock.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I love that.
Yeah.
I like it that Mayor Eric, was all in helping me fix up that Bart Starr corner.
Right. Before yes. A few things we got to get done before the draft.
Yes.
For sure. And that would be definitely one of them.
I guarantee you, we're going to make that so cool. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Promise that.
And I talked to that guy, I forgot his name, who was on here, the Airbnb guy, about renting your home.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get him back, see how that's all going.
Okay. Sounds good. Today is National Zipper Day. All right. Today is National Shrimp.
How do you celebrate that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I still remember. There was always a big controversy. Or not big decision you had to make when you were a kid, because we always used to have to wear boots. We just called them boots, but they're the worst thing. They're the least attractive and manly thing that you had to wear for like 8 months out of the year when I was growing up.
Yeah.
The big boot. And, you know, if you're a regular, if you're boots that you pull on, now you're cool, you know, whatever. But, they're the ones that either had the zipper or the buckles. You remember those? Do they even still make those? You never see those anymore. No. Those were the worst thing. You just felt like such a dork all the time. But you had to wear them or you'd be slipping and sliding and you had to wear the school shoes and yada, yada, yada.
An interesting story, the zipper. Either was that his name or he patented it. How would you like to patent on a zipper? Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
I mean, just think it's everywhere. And you have purses and...
Yeah.
Anyway.
But we always better have the zipper or the buckles. Because the zippers would always get full of snow and they'd never work right. And then you'd pull really hard with the players and then they'd break and then they'd whatever. You know what I mean?
I don't know about the players, but...
Well, you had to use the players. Everybody used the players to pull them up. Did everybody wear those or was that a UP thing?
No, we had... They zipped up the center?
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had those.
I don't remember the worst.
I don't remember the players.
I hated the fact that you'd get all dressed up to go out. So you had your snowsuit on, your hat, all that. And then you're trying to put these boots on.
Yeah.
Oh.
We called swampers. Did you call those swampers back in the day?
No.
The Sorels? Did you have the Sorels? Where they had the felt lining in them? They're like leather and rubber on the outside and then a felt lining, thick felt lining?
Well, I think we had... Why Sorels?
That's what I was naming them, Sorels.
Is that a UP thing? Must be.
I don't know. People out there, help me out on this. Sorels? Texas.
Sorels, that sounds like a...
Sorels, that was the name of it.
Sorel shoes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they're Sorel boots.
Sounds like a music group from Detroit.
No, they had a thick Sorels felt thing to keep your feet warm. But then the cool thing, but then I became cool. My brother got me a pair of snowmobile boots.
Now,
all of a sudden, you're cool.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I was the cool kid.
Yep.
And you know what else? He let me all of his eraser, his snowmobile eraser. He used to give me his patches, and my mom would sew them on my winter coat.
Yep.
So I'd be going to school then. Like, you know, 480 racing team and snowmobile boots. Now who was cool?
Yep.
No, bad hair, but still cool.
I would agree.
All right. Thanks for that. Right. Today is also Shrimp Scampi Day.
Good stuff.
I love shrimp more than any food on the face of the earth. I will eat shrimp. I could be like a Forrest Gump and eat shrimp every day.
You like salmon too.
Love salmon. Love seafood. I've been reading a lot about fatty fish oil, how good it is for you.
Yeah.
That's why my salad yesterday, I put a whole thing of anchovies.
Yeah, that's all right.
Love it.
A little salty, but that's
good. A little salty.
By the way, thanks
for insulting me.
What was that?
I heard. Todd?
Which was this? No.
What? Me? No, I...
So he runs into my son?
Okay,
at the funeral home?
Sure.
Or is my son bringing food over for his shelter?
Yeah. The homeless shelter.
You know how the mayor introduces him?
What?
This is Dominic. He's the son of the guy that tortures me for 3 hours every day.
That is how I introduced him.
Wow.
We have a lot of listeners over at the shelter, so it didn't take much for them to make that connection, because you're the only...
I gotta make a confession about something else, Todd.
Okay.
Typical why we are just two old, whatever you want to call it, guys. So we go to an event, just a very casual event. It was really fun. It was night, very nice thing, Saturday night, and to a charity thing.
Relay for the Races Resource Center.
Okay.
We went to that.
They had a great turnout, raised a lot of money.
Yep.
It was super. Right. Met some great people. All right. So I go to Jim, I guess, I could use, you know, they're selling beer there with proceeds, you know, part of the proceeds going towards the thing. So, you know, they're encouraging people to do that because they're making money off that. Okay, great. So I go to Jim, I go, I forgot my wallet. I could really use a beer. He goes, okay. He goes, oh, my wallet's in the car too. So
it really was.
Listen, so we go up, there's $7 with a portion of it going back to the charity.
Yeah.
He has $5.
That's all
we
had.
We have to drink ice water instead of beer.
That's all I had on me in cash. $5.
So. How cool are we? Look at us. We got this big radio show. And he's the mayor and I'm my own. We, between us, couldn't buy one beer.
That is true.
He's like, where's that ice water? I need more ice water.
That's right.
How sad is that when we go out? Today is also National Dance Day. All right. Did you ever watch, when I was a kid, Saturday mornings, we got Channel 50 out of Detroit, Soul Train.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, when they would do the dance, when everybody would go through and do their things. And in the 70s, they really, the guys had the huge hats on and everything.
Yeah.
Remember who Soul Train was brought to you by?
I don't know, some hair thing?
Afro Sheen.
Yeah.
Hey, man, check out your Afro with Ultra Afro Sheen. Yep. Yeah, that was the big thing. Big Daddy Don Cornelius.
Knew their audience.
That was huge. Big Daddy Don Cornelius. Wish Day All right. All right. Small Business Week. We're always all about small businesses. Yeah,
I don't think that's right. Small what? Business Week, I think, is in June.
I think you're wrong.
Mm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Willie Nelson turns 90 today.
April 28th through May 4th is National Small Business Week.
We celebrated here in June. And I know
that's fine, but nationally it's this week.
Okay.
So maybe the state one is in June.
All right. Wow. Okay. I never knew that. Well, okay. So, all right. Small businesses, like Johnny said, we love them. And support your small businesses.
All right.
Okay.
Uma Thurman, love her. And what? Okay. What movie? And what's a young lady's name?
I don't know.
Mia Wallace. And the young man's name? Vincent Vega. All right. The Jackrabbit Slim dance competition. It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished him well. Remember that?
No.
Doing the eye thing and everything?
Todd?
No.
Okay,
Pulp
good.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, gee, that's the only movie you saw. Not the only, you saw a lot of movies. You referenced that one a lot.
I try to make it easy for you.
Yeah, okay.
Jerry Seinfeld is 69, had lunch at Creamery Friday. Our waitress was the girl who waited on Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she have any inside information?
No, he just said super nice. He's with two other guys and super nice. Left a $50 tip.
Nice.
Yeah. But he didn't even pay for it. One of his friends paid for it. Of course. You know, so, but yeah, she didn't ask for autograph or anything, but she said just super nice, very nice. Michelle Pfeiffer, I always liked Michelle Pfeiffer. I always had a thing for Michelle Pfeiffer. She's 65. Jay Cutler is 40. What?
What's he doing?
I was just going to say, Cutler, what's he doing
nothing.
Now?
I used to watch his show. Did you ever watch his show with Kristen Cavallari? And she would always get on. It's like, what did you do today? I picked up, there were like some sticks in the yard and I picked them up. Okay, what else? I mean, he was just such a deadbeat.
Yeah.
You know, I still remember that game against the Packers, the big playoff game, championship game. Remember that B.J. Raj intercepted that pass, scored a touchdown?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Cutler got hurt, and they put in that kid, like the third stringer. And Cutler didn't say a thing to him that entire game. He went over, I think he sat on an exercise bike or something, didn't talk to anybody. Wouldn't you think if you're the starting quarterback and the third stringer has to go in, you'd be there every play when he comes off the field.
Yeah.
Every play.
Yeah. And that was that was at Soldiers Field, right? That was the playoff game? We went to Dallas after that.
Yeah. Exactly. What a weird person. But anyway, Willie Nelson. All Willie Nelson today. Right, Todd? Man, we got a full boat. Stay with us, folks. Here we go.
On the road again.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in a great looking Monday morning. 97.6 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS.
Try that number again on the WGBW.
97.9 FM?
There you go.
What did I say?
95.7 or something weird like that.
Yeah.
Oh. 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Saturday was so nice with the sun, but that wind was incredible. I went for my walk, did 6,000 steps. And I had to take my visor off. So when I was going over the bridge, I had to run out into the lane and grab my visor. It was blowing into the river.
Yeah.
That was crazy
wind.
It
was like 50 miles an hour. But in comparison, did you see the news down on south of Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. They said that was an E3, which is like 125.
Just knocked everything down. It was unbelievable.
That 50-mile-an-hour wind that we had on Saturday, it's almost three times that.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
Can you imagine that?
No.
I can't. I've never been. Todd, when you used to chase those things, or maybe we're going to ask, what's like the strongest thing you were ever around?
I stayed as far away from them as possible.
Oh, I never thought you. Okay.
But we had really bad ones down in Mississippi.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, they were crazy. What we get up here is bad. Down there, it's just like 10 times as worse.
Yeah.
As bad.
And it's not, I mean, like Omaha got hit hard.
Yeah. That's true.
Not, you know, that's just over the border, really.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, wow, that was unbelievable. But my brother even called me the other day. He said, how are you guys doing weather-wise? I said, it's fine. You know, sees national news. The Weather Channel was saying this storm is starting in Texas. It's going straight up through Wisconsin into Marquette, Michigan, with all tornado warnings and everything. But it like petered out before it got here, it sounds like, huh?
You know, we talked about last summer how it was like 113 in some of these cities for like 35 days. And then we talked about how the winter insert. We're really lucky. I don't think we talk about how good the weather is
here. I agree.
Because everybody's, oh, it's tundra
how
land.
How do people live up there in the winter?
Yeah. We've had like even tornadoes. I mean, Earth, we just don't have that.
Yeah, we're isolated. Knock on wood, but we're lucky.
We are.
We really are.
I don't know. I think it's great here.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, with those kind of things, that's the absolute truth. But it's like we don't get those crazy extremes in any way.
Yeah.
Or even have they ever had an earthquake in Wisconsin? Watch. All these things are going to happen. And we're talking about it. Watch. Watch.
Especially the way you work lately. You say something
and it happens. True.
It's weird.
Yeah, okay.
That happened again on my phone. I'm not kidding. I can't remember what we were talking about, and something popped up.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. We talked about
phone. Somebody? Yes.
Yeah, and then they call.
It's the scariest thing.
No, that's weird. That's weird.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
It is bizarre. But when we were talking about the shoes that day and those things popped up.
Right.
And I think another day we were talking about bikes and something popped up for mountain bikes, off-trail bikes. By the way, I was just checking some of those bikes. They're $3,000.
Those minor bikes?
No. Those fat tire ones and everything. Those
that much?
Yeah. But we got a guy coming in this week from the reclaimed bike thing, right, Todd?
Right.
Yes, we do. In fact, let me just double check here. Woosencraft and Mike Johnson are coming in on Tuesday, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock from the Green Bay Bicycle Collective.
Excellent.
That is going to be great because you're going to buy a bike from
them,
right?
I'm buying a bike, not even a question.
Okay.
I can't wait to get on the trails.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to make sure I got air in the tires. But yeah, I've got bikes.
You got bikes?
Oh, yeah.
You want to go bike riding this year, you and me?
No, but okay. I've got bikes.
We can go down that. Where is it? Ledgeview. They're on the way to Wrightstown. And
we can go to that.
Get a little brewery.
That wine bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do that? We'll bike together?
I don't know, John. Let me check my schedule.
Take a lunch, maybe? Pack a little lunch? I'll put a basket on mine so we got to
carry the lunch. That's where this is going to end up. Nope.
We find some dead animals. I can pick them up, take them home to work on them for my taxidermy.
What we'll do, maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll take the boat up and go through the locks. That's pretty cool.
That'd be fine.
That's fine.
I do that. All right.
That's fun. So.
Still working on that. I want to toss this out there to my buddies from the old days, from the whatever happened. Does anybody know what exactly happened? And they would have to be longtime listeners of my other shows. Whatever happened to the fossil? Because that was my boat. It was donated to me. It was this beautiful Chris Craft wooden boat from like 1948.
How many feet?
I think 16.
Okay.
Maybe 18.
Not bad.
Yeah.
What kind of motor was on there?
Inboard.
Yeah, but what was it like?
Mercury.
Okay, what was it like? What could you ski behind? It was like a it was more than 35. It was a 50, 75.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50, 75, whatever it takes. And
did you ski?
No, I tried it one time and I failed miserably. My poor lady, Sally Heideman, one of the nicest ladies in America. Her husband was Mike Heideman, head coach at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Nicest people. Had us up at their cabin up on Potato Lake.
Yep.
You ever heard Potato Lake? Mm-hmm. Nice. And we spent like 4 hours.
Trying to get you up?
Trying to get me up.
Yeah, see.
Never happened even one time. Couldn't do it even one time.
That's a patient driver.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. No, I.
Sally, can we try it once more? Okay. And she would drive around. You ready? Okay, now stay down. Boom, I'd go down. So I finally got to the point. They put out an inner tube, and I just hung on the inner tube.
That's kind of fun, though. That's fun.
It's a lot of
over the wakes and stuff. But
yeah.
you when you were starting, you should have just stood up. That's what you're doing that wrong. You were just, okay, whatever. We can maybe learn how to do that.
No, I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me to water ski. Certain things people have it, your gene pool or whatever.
No, certain things you don't. I'm not a great water skier, but
well, nobody right off the bat learns how to water ski, do they? I mean, well,
it's like riding a bike. You either learn or you don't. What do you mean you don't learn? You get out of the water and it's like, oh, I know how to ski. It's like riding a bike. It's the exact same thing. It's the same feeling.
Well, it's a lot harder than riding a bike.
No, it's not. It's the same feeling. It's like, okay, I got it. You just hit the and then you stand up and it's like, okay, this is cool.
What?
Todd, you water ski?
No.
Do you water ski?
Yeah.
Where did you water ski?
Well, when I was a kid, we had a boat, so we water skied.
Of course you did.
On the, we water skied on the West Twin River.
Okay.
Can you believe that? I mean, that's not a very wide river. Yeah, I skied on there. I don't know.
So you had a pony.
Jeez.
You had a pool table. You had a dirt bike. You had two fireplaces in your home. And you had a water skiing boat. And you weren't privileged.
No. No.
And I put that thing on my Facebook yesterday. I found this old 1967 NFL stars.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Oh, God, that's funny how you afford it. I think you make some of that up.
No, I don't. That's where I get all my money. Night crawlers. I was telling Todd, we're, Nightcrawlers were so big in my family. My sister did a science project and was earned a trip to the National Science Project Convention in Kansas City on her science project on Nightcrawlers. My brother paid his way through school selling Nightcrawlers. So, one of our customers was John Volker. Do you know who John Volker is?
They don't.
John Volker was a big judge, a state judge in Michigan, and a huge author. Wrote numerous books. He was a huge outdoorsman, huge trout fisherman. And he wrote the movie Anatomy of a Murder, starring George C. Scott, Jimmy Stewart, Lee Remick, Ben Gazzara, that was all filmed up in the UP.
And he bought Nightcrawlers? He was one of our customers. Sister? Wow.
He would come to our house. 5 o'clock on a Saturday morning, we'd go in the basement with him and give him Nightcrawlers.
You had Nightcrawlers in your house?
In the basement. We'd go out in the woods, we'd collect moss and bus bedding. I'm telling you, my brother literally paid his way through college working in a gas station and selling Nightcrawlers. There was a lot of money in it back in the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just go dig them up, huh?
We wouldn't dig. Every night, we'd put up the hose in certain parts, make sure the grass was cut low, and then we'd go out where they were laying out to get out of their wet holes.
That makes sense.
Because worms drown.
That makes sense. Yeah. So that's why after a storm, they're on the sidewalk.
Absolutely. Now, absolutely.
Do you ever have one of those electric prods that you put in the ground to make them
come out? But I wanted one.
My mom had one.
I was going to. I read that like in a Mechanics Illustrated magazine.
Yeah.
I so wanted that. And my dad thought I'd
electrocute yourself.
Yeah.
I believe. Yeah, I'm with your dad on that. You know what? Maybe we did grow up in two different worlds because we wouldn't go outside after a rainstorm because of the.
Because you get wet?
Because of the night crawlers. Because of the night crawlers.
Because of the night crawlers.
On the sidewalk.
Oh, my God. Got this from Big Wayne. I was a member of the Crivet Ski Cats and the Twin Bridge Ski Team.
Wow.
Big Wayne. Wayne's cooler than
us,
too.
Yeah, he is. There's no doubt.
We got Brittany Merlot coming up. We got Senator Gary Drzewicki coming up. We got Pete Doherty from the Green Bay Press Gazette coming up. We got Jane Benson from Wisconsin Grassroots Festival. We got a lot of stuff back after this.
Today, from the Apple Store or Google Play Store, and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Monday. Brittany Merlot, the weather week ahead coming up. First, got some texts here. Listening on vacation from Austin, Texas this week. Great to hear all of you.
Wow.
William, how are things in Austin, Texas? I like that town.
What a city.
He said it's 80s every day and enjoying a lot of great brisket.
Man, I remember we played a basketball tournament down and went for a walk along that river through campus, walked right over to the football stadium. You could walk right, in those days they kept things open. I loved Austin, Texas.
South by Southwest. It's just, that was the go-to place, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to Austin. And that real estate, I don't know if it's leveled off a little bit, but that got so expensive down there.
Oh, really?
But Austin's it's just a great city, just great music.
Love that town.
Love it.
Got this one from Big Wayne. You can also dip for night crawlers in culverts after rain like this. They get washed out of the swamp. Thank you, Big Wayne. I could see me and Big Wayne growing up together.
Yep, me too.
Couldn't you?
Yep.
We're kind of kinship.
They get washed out.
Yeah.
I wouldn't probably do that.
Is there a smelt season this year? Has there been a smelt season? Anybody know of a smelt run?
You did that too?
You did that, I'll bet, in Two Rivers. Didn't they run in Two Rivers?
Yeah, they did. I don't know that. My brother did.
Yeah, I mean, people would get just.
And a million of them at home.
And then you'd throw them away.
I don't know.
Don't
you bread them and eat them?
Oh, they're phenomenal. Yeah. But just cleaning them gets to be such a pain in the butt. I remember, with my mom when I'd clean, my job was cutting their heads off with the scissors.
Really? Jeez. That's all you need?
Yeah. My poor mom, she was left to clean everything. I'd take the scissors, I'd cut the head off, hand it to her, and she would take the knife and gut it. I'd take the head, cut the head off, give it to her. Boom.
Well, that's a little assembly line.
Yeah, it was.
That's good.
Yeah. We used to make gnocchi together, too.
Those are sweet.
I know.
Mino
I used
memories.
To cook with my mom a lot doing stuff like
That's
that.
That's nice.
Brittany, you ever chopped a head off a smelt with a scissors?
I have never done that, but I have eaten one and I have gone out there with the nets and waited and tried to grab a few, but it's fun. You got to do it at night though, right?
Yeah, but if they're real sensitive to the weather, it's got to be, I think, above 40 degrees or below 40. There's like a certain thing that really sets them off to go crazy or they don't do anything. It's one of those kind of things.
And you bring that net up and there's like a million in there.
Oh, God. Sometimes you can hardly lift it.
Right.
Really. Yeah. But it was fun. You'd have a fire on the shore. and just kind of, you know, have a couple of beverages and do that. It was a blast. It was a big social activity, to be honest with you, up there was smelting.
It truly is. Yeah. It really is.
I mean, it was like date night.
Boy, that's
it was.
The more we're talking today, the more I realize we're from two different worlds.
Hey, I just want to know you.
You want to go schmelting?
You want to go do something that was Saturday called smelting? Night?
Oh man!
Sure, I'll go with you. Yeah. You got hip boots?
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Want to go smelting? Yeah. Will you clean them with me? Can you cut the heads off and I'll gut them? Yeah.
Yeah, what's she doing now, Jeff?
Keeper. She's a keeper.
Yeah, she's a keeper. He's not going to throw her back.
Hey, if we had people from around here that smelt, you tell me that I'm lying. That's the honest truth, isn't it? It was like a date night thing. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. You never did that, Brittany? Dates for smelting?
I can answer that for her.
All right. Nope.
Yeah, no.
Can
no,
you water ski, Brittany?
Brittany, you water ski?
I do.
Yeah.
You do?
I do. All
right.
Okay.
Did you grow up on a boat in your family?
I did not. Okay. No, had friends with boats.
Okay. You know?
All right. Well, that's just as good.
Oh, you can't beat that, having a friend with a boat.
Right. Brittany,
gotta
though.
Gotta have a friend with a boat.
Absolutely.
Brittany, but how long, how many times before you got up? And then once you get up, once you know how to water ski, right? It's like ride a bike. Yeah.
Exactly.
John tried for 4 hours. I think he had a bad coach, though.
No, Sally's phenomenal. She was unbelievable. Yeah. I don't have it with certain things. Like you say, no matter what, I can't sing.
Well, I don't. My wife hates when I say that because she thinks.
Thank you, you Donna. Nice. Thank you.
She doesn't like that. But.
Thank you.
All right. You're not too old to water ski.
Oh, I think I am.
Anyway, can ski. All right. Anyway, Brittany.
You want to take me out one day? Try to teach me?
I don't have a boat that.
We can borrow one. We got out there. Big Kaz, if he's listening, go to his boat. Trust me on this. All right. We'll try it.
Help. How about a stand-up paddleboard? Have you ever tried that?
Right.
No, I have not. They seem cool, though.
I think you could do that. You start on your knees, and then once you get enough balance, then you pop right up on your legs, and you can do it. I think you could do it. Start there.
I don't think so.
I have to be honest with you. I don't think so.
No.
Come on, you can do the knees.
I would worry, too, because the guy that falls over doing lunges, I don't know that the paddleboard.
Which is you.
No, paddleboard wouldn't be for me.
I didn't know they were that hard, that they're hard to stand up on.
You gotta balance. Ah. You gotta have a good sense of balance. The key to the paddleboard, though, where we go, there's no motorized vehicles on Sundays on Elkhart Lake. So that's the time to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine being on the ocean or something, paddleboarding, like a shark swims by underneath you?
You see that fin?
Well, wouldn't that be something?
Get you paddling faster.
Wow. Hi, Brittany.
You'll stand up real fast.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. That's right. Wow. How are you?
I'm good. I'm thinking now.
We were talking yesterday. The winds were 50 miles an hour here Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, Todd was saying, like down in Mississippi, it'd be like 150 and things. And the horrible storms in Iowa and Oklahoma and everything. What's the strongest you've ever been around when you used to chase those things or whatever?
Are we talking just wind speeds? What's the top wind speed that I think I've felt? That is a good question. Actually, standing outside, I'd probably say 50 to 60 mile per hour winds.
Okay.
When I was inside of a van near a tornado, I mean, that was probably pushing 90 mile per hour winds because it moved the van.
Yes.
Yes. So
I can move.
Planes. That was terrifying.
Wow. What's that like? 90 mile an hour winds.
It just looks like the grass is being sucked into the storm in a sense. It doesn't look like the wind is blowing. It looks like it's taking the grass out. And the rain was just completely sideways. So you see gray.
Brittany,
gray,
you're the
nothing else.
You're the head meteorologist and you this weather. Don't you think, I don't know if you're listening earlier, don't you think Wisconsin's a pretty good place to live weather-wise? I mean, what happened in Oklahoma, that's unbelievable. Those
homes, Iowa
and
Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. And Iowa is just so close, but they get so much more humidity.
That's for me.
Heat.
It's on the state line. It's just over the state line.
Right.
Yep. It's just two different worlds. So, yes, I would agree that Wisconsin is a great place weather-wise. Now, we still get our severe storms, but just not as often and every single time. It seems like Iowa's the target, pushing into Illinois. So
right.
I do like living just north of that, I will
Any
say.
Any reason why we're protected here?
The lake helps a lot. When you have the east wind off the lake, it cools it, kills some of those storms. However, sometimes it could enhance it, depends on the situation. But a good chunk of it is just the Great Lakes helps us stay on the cooler side, keeps a lot of that humidity away. But the new trend is that it is pushing further and further towards us. We'll see how it goes in the future. But right now, like Western Wisconsin, they're starting to see more active patterns, more severe storms, even as far north as Northwest Wisconsin. But if you noticed, you in the Fox Valley, it all fizzles out every single time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
You're darn right. So
wow. Jeff, has there ever been like an actual big funnel cloud hitting in Wisconsin? And I remember Barneveld, I think that time when something happened. No,
St. Nazian's, right? We talked about that. St. Nazian's got wiped out, but not wiped out, but they had a really bad tornado. You remember that, Brittany?
But I mean, is it documented an actual funnel cloud hits the ground type thing?
Are you saying, I don't know these ones, I'm sorry, but what do you mean an actual funnel cloud hitting the ground? Like, does that make it a tornado or what makes?
Does that? I don't know. I would think. I mean, where you actually have the whole thing versus, you know, just really, really strong winds.
Yeah.
Where, you know, just sure. You see the funnel coming down and it hits.
Like
and
the stuff he sees on TV. Did we ever have one of those here?
A tornado? Like an actual tornado? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Where it hit the ground, like in The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right.
Yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
Barneveld was completely wiped out.
I remember
out,
Barneveld.
Right?
I remember that one.
Oakfield was a big one back in the 90s, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, Barneville's the one
there
I really
remember. Shatek did. I mean, that was like 4 or 5 years ago. I think, was it Ripon just had one a couple years ago as well?
Okay.
Yeah, because it was headed towards Oshkosh, and it was just off to the west of it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how strong the winds were at 50 miles an hour, 40 or 50 miles an hour the other day. When one of those comes through an area, when you were in Mississippi or wherever you were, in Illinois even, and in those areas, did you ever see the places afterwards, the destruction? With your own eyes?
Oh, yeah.
What's that like?
Terrifying, shocking. You realize how strong those winds are and what they can do so fast. It makes you really want to wear for a tornado, makes you want to have a helmet nearby, put it that way. But the rest, you know, when you have 50, 60 mile per hour winds and you see just the straight line damage of the trees coming down, it makes you want to have a safe place and a plan and be there, basically. Because it's destruction, it's devastation.
And you're not going to ride it out.
No.
You know, it's not going to be, I've lived in this house for 50 years. It's not going anyplace. I'm riding it out.
No.
Yeah.
You got to, like you said, Brittany, you got to have a plan. And if you don't think, you can live through that, they need to see more of the devastation. After, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, I mean, it's unbelievable the power of Mother Nature. It's just, you know, I mean, 135 miles in E3, which is like 125, 135 miles an hour. I mean, that just, you know, 4 people died in Oklahoma. I mean, it was that really, those are bad. So anyway, yeah, I'm glad we don't have that here, although you think it's creeping in.
Yeah, I do. I mean, it is spring right now. We do have that chance. And then I do see with this strong El Nino pattern, just the fact that climate change on top of that a little bit, we're starting just to see that pattern shift a little bit north, a little bit west. There's been scientific articles done on it as well. So a lot of people agree with what I'm seeing too. But what I'd say is have a NOAA weather radio. That's the best thing. Do you guys have one of those?
No, how do you get those?
You can just get them online. You can go to Walmart, Walgreens. Oh, they have them.
But our phones are pretty good for that, aren't they? I woke up this morning, you know, and it was, I don't know, 4 o'clock, and there was a weather alert on for the fog.
But did it wake you?
No.
Well, then what good is it if it doesn't wake you?
Well, if I'm sleeping, who cares about the fog?
Well, what if there's a tornado coming through when you're sleeping at 3 in the morning? Will it wake you then?
I think they do, right?
Yes.
Don't they
override? So it's not going to tell you about fog. It's not going to go off for fog.
Right. Okay.
It's only going to be some life-threatening situation. And
the sun's coming out.
That's me. It's like on my phone, I've gotten amber alerts and gray alerts and things like that. And by the way, it's not funny. I just want to tell some of my friends, it's no longer funny. You know what's going on.
What?
I'll get bench texts. Mino, you okay? Yeah, why? Oh, nothing. There's just a gray alert. I saw some guy who was wandering. It's like, okay, it's not funny anymore, fellas.
Those silver alerts?
Silver alerts, yeah.
The guy kind of like
you okay?
Dazed driving around.
This guy just,
it looks like John from the back.
Yeah.
So
okay. Ha-ha, that was funny. Yeah. So on my phone, Brittany, will if there's a tornado warning, will I get it in the middle of the night? Like, like we get it on the radio station? Will I get that on my phone? Even though I didn't subscribe to it or anything?
No, I think they override everything. Okay. I think we could we'll check that
out. Does it go through Cellcom then or something?
Quite sure. Well,
whoever your carrier is?
I think the carriers have to agree to that before they get licensing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay.
We had to look into that a little bit more, but I think people, if they have their phones, should feel. I don't know if you have to.
Brittany, would you look into that for us?
No.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Brittany. That,
Brittany. But see if we need
she'd
a weather
great.
Radio.
She would. I'm not going to believe you. I
can see you saying that.
Yep. I silence my phone at night when I go to bed.
Yeah.
But if there is a storm, tornado kind of stuff, it will go off.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know.
I think everybody knew that. But
I did not know that.
Now you do. So now we all do.
Thank you, Jim.
Hey, Brittany.
Thank you.
So this fog.
Being superior to everybody else. Sorry, go ahead.
Brittany, yes. Did you have fog up there?
Oh, yes. We've got a little bit. It's not as thick as you. It's riding along that warm front, which is still pushing north through the state. So, yep, we've got it. And it'll probably be here and thick till at least lunch around noon or so. We still have those chances for showers, too, and a few rumbles of thunder as well.
But 60s for the most part coming up now for the week or so, right?
Yeah, carry that all the way into the weekend, mid-60s. I'd say Wednesday is probably going to be the warmest day. We could hit 70 degrees in the Fox Valley.
Nice.
Mostly sunny skies, but then some storms are possible at night, and some of them could be strong.
I actually sat out for about 20 minutes Saturday, just sat back and just felt the sun on my face.
Too.
Does that feel nice?
It was like 77 here, Brittany.
I know.
On Saturday.
It was great.
It was great. It was awesome. I too sat outside.
That was nice.
And I picked up John.
All right, Brittany. Well, time to get out on the trails and stuff like that, huh? It's that time of year.
We sure do. We've got a place. We've got to meet. Let's go.
That's right.
He's getting his new bike like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so excited.
We're meeting halfway. Because nice doesn't that trail out in Howard, Suamico, that go all the way
Mountain
to Wausau?
Mountain Bay goes to Wausau.
That's the name of it. Yeah. So we'll meet halfway.
Does.
We'll meet in
doing this.
Yes, we'll meet just outside of Suamico.
Okay, fine.
That's almost halfway.
If you guys both left at the same time, you'd probably meet in Suamico.
True.
Brittany Merlot, love having you on.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank
love you guys.
So
Thank
very
you.
Much. Take care. She's always
She's
fun
great.
To have. She's yep. awesome. Hey, when we come back, we're talking polka. We've got Senator Gary Drzewicki, who has been so instrumental in promoting polka throughout the area. He's coming up. Pete Doherty for the Packers. Coming up, we got a lot of stuff going on a Monday. Back after this.
Misery calls for me. The part is over. Turn out the lights.
All right, welcome back. As we said, we have a special guest in-house. Now, last week, for those of you who were tuned in there, had a trivia contest. Was it the Fox Cities trivia or was Green Bay trivia? Whatever. The students. And one of the questions was, what's the state official dance? And it's the polka. But how did it come to be the state official dance? And it was some second graders contacted their senator. And the senator kind of ran with that and made it official. He's done so many other things. I mean, he's been in the Senate for 8 years, I think. Did a lot of good things, President Pulaski, town board, but he's here with us today, Senator Gary Drzewicki. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here, you guys. Beautiful morning, a little partly froggy out there, but we're good. We're good.
Gary, one of the things is, like Jim and I were talking about, polka is such a universal thing in Wisconsin, all right? And it's almost like, we don't want other states having it. It's like that's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is ours, okay? This is ours. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, you might have something to say that it's part of the brand of Wisconsin, if you will. It's part of the brand, if you will. But, you know, can I just jump into something that you weren't going to do, but I'm just going to say it. I mean, we all watch the news and we know what's going on in the world, and it's pretty rough. And then we watch what's happening in our own country, in our own state, and it's pretty rough. It's nasty.
Yeah.
And once in a while, we have to get just a little bit lighthearted. Everybody take a deep breath and let the ones on the right dance with the ones on the left and have just take a say, wait a minute. Let's enjoy this, okay?
I love that.
That's a good way to look at it because there are things we all love. Packers, polka, refreshments. So tell me about that process, though. I want to talk to you about a bunch of other stuff, too, but tell me about the process of the polka. Is that true that these second graders contacted you?
Well, you were actually very close on that, Jim. And it was third graders from Lindbergh School in Madison, not even anywhere that I had expected it to come from or knew that this would come around.
Right.
And Vi Burgum was the lady's name, the teacher. By the way, she just passed less than a month ago.
Oh.
She came to visit me with her third graders, and it was also the fourth graders, her previous year's third graders. And we held they wanted to meet with me, and we had to have the hearing in Fourth North, a large conference room. And 53 kids, Wow. And Ms. Burgum, and they said, Senator, everybody is telling us what we cannot do. We can't, you know, rollerblade on the sidewalks, right? We got Nancy Reagan. You remember, anybody remember the Just Say No
Absolutely.
Program?
Right.
All of that stuff. Tell us what we can't do. Why doesn't somebody tell us what we can do, not cause any trouble, and have fun? They pushed the play button on the boombox, and 53 kids started doing the polka.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Cool. But is it a Polish, or is it Czech or Polish or German, or who really brought it over?
Very close. It was actually from Bulgaria.
Oh!
It was actually from Bulgaria. And what we do around here in most of Wisconsin is technically called the Polish hop. If you've seen the traditional polka, like from the homeland, if you will, it looks a bit different than what we do over here. But nonetheless, the polka is a march. And it was a dance that was done when the men of war would come back from victory, and they would actually march
really?
This way. And it was a skip and a hop and a skip and a hop. And if you've ever done the Polish hop, it really is a skip and a hop and a skip and a hop.
I did not know that.
We're with Senator Gary Drzewicki, who we have a lot of things we're going to talk about, but one of the reasons we wanted him on was he was the guy who authored the bill and got the polka to be the official dance, of the state of Wisconsin. You know, it's funny when you say these third, fourth graders. I mean, how often did we learn, and that's how a bill becomes a law? You know, I mean, they drilled it into our head in school, and they actually lived it.
They did, and give Ms. Burgum, again, all the credit in the world. They found a cause, if you will, and making the polka the official state dance, innocuous, right, harmless, that wasn't going to hurt anyone, and then they pursued it. Now, when they came to my office, it was late in the legislative session. I don't remember the date exactly. Someone's going to do a fact check, and, you know, I won't look so good. I'm going to say it was middle or late January.
All right, we'll give you that.
If they fact check us, they would just halfway through say, it's all BS.
Our text would blow up. No.
For what it's worth, that was only 30 years ago, right? And I was 39, so do the math a little quickly. But for what it's worth, they came to my office, and I thought, yeah, right, fat chance this is going to happen. We're busy doing stuff. We've got stuff on the docket. Senator Lassay had, and I co-authored the bill reinstituting the death penalty in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to deal with the polka, right. And we had split chambers. The assembly was in control of the Democrats. The Republicans were in control of the Senate. We're really going to get bipartisan effort on this. Even though Speaker Waller Kanicki, good Irish name, Kanicki. It was one of the co-sponsors
from Kanicki. What movie, Todd? Todd, what movie?
Don't know.
Hickey from Kanicki. Come on.
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Oh, that's the only movie you keep referencing.
Grease.
Oh, you know what?
It's a badge of honor, Hickey from Kanicki.
Okay. Okay, but nonetheless, you know, this isn't going to happen. I thought, no chance. Then they came to visit another time.
Oh.
And what is the process goes on now? Now that we've given you the idea, what do we do? And we got the bill drafter, the legislative bureau come down, and he says, it's not very hard. We got a form for that. And I'm trying to kill this thing because I thought we're just too busy. Yeah. It's not going to happen. And they printed out, and they all took a copy of it home, and it was a one-page piece of legislation. I thought, okay, now we're done. They were back again. And then sometime we had scheduled the very last hearing in the committee that where this bill was referred to. Senator Lassay was the chairman of the bill. We had scheduled the very last hearing, and they called me and said, are you going to schedule that bill for a hearing? These kids. And I have in front of me, see all these letters?
Death penalty.
This is all for the polka. They sent me a huge box.
Oh, that's
a huge
cool.
box all wrapped up, and inside were a bunch of more boxes wrapped up like presents. And I said, hey, we cannot accept any gifts. We're elected officials.
Wow, look
we're
at
elected
that.
Officials. And they said, just open them up. And outside the box, it said, Senator, these boxes are filled with hugs and kisses for when you make the polka the official state dance. And see how it took place?
That
and
is,
how they learned the process.
This
Very
is special.
Cool.
This is terrific. This only begins to cover it. Polka dance is dazzling. Please make it our state dance. Please, please, please. Thank you.
And they got
from
drawn,
Michael W.
They draw awesome. Pictures of people doing
yes.
the polka.
Yes.
So that. I think things are a lot more partisan now, but even back then they were a little bit, not a lot of bit, but a little bit. And so how did you get the legislature was the assembly was Democrat.
Right.
And you guys in the Senate were Republican. And sometimes, how'd you get the win?
Well, can I move fast?
You're sticking around for our next segment here.
Okay, we'll talk about 20 minutes.
You bet.
We'll talk about that. One thing I wanted to ask though, who took it over? I mean, I don't know many Bulgarians around here.
Oh, it passed on to the many of the countries nearby. You were right, the Poles and the Czechs, and very, very, very similar in all the other nations. They picked it up and said, yeah, we're going to do this.
Okay, that's awesome. Senator Gary Trzewicki here, celebrating polka, 30th anniversary of it becoming the state dance of the state of Wisconsin.
That's great.
I love it. All right, we got Senator Craig Brake back with more. We got Pete Doherty for the Packers, Press Gazette beat, Jane Benson, Wisconsin Grassroots, Josh Thies, Options for Independent Living. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Back after this.
Three conductors and 25 sacks on me. All along South